The Gemara, in discussing Mitzvah Yosim V'Shluchai, shows how do we know the Mitzvah Yosim V'Shluchai. Because the Gemara says, Rav Safra Machrech Reisha, Rav Safra would prepare the meat for Shabbos, Rava Molach Shivuta, Rava would prepare the fish L'Kavod Shabbos. And in fact, the Mefarshim say that the lesson here is that everybody, besides that the obvious lesson is that everybody has to prepare, help prepare for Shabbos, also the lesson is that everybody should do what they do best. So somebody is able to do fish well, he should do the fish. And if somebody is able to do meat well, he should do the meat. So the Sharetzin from the Mishnah Brura asks that we know the Talmud Torah, as we discussed at the end of the previous parak, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the most important mitzvah is Talmud Torah. And the only time one has a right to be mevatel from learning is if there's a mitzvah that has to be done that only he could do, or it's a mitzvah that he is personally obligated to do. I have to wear tefillin, nobody else could wear tefillin on my behalf. So why couldn't they ask other people, ask the Sharet Tzion, to do the preparation for Shabbos on their behalf? And by doing so, they wouldn't have to be mevatel from learning. So he explains that when is there a concept that we're not mevatel Torah because of a mitzvah? That's only by a mitzvah that's not a personal obligation. Like we gave an example at the end of the previous year. We certainly, if Talmud Chacham owes money, he doesn't have to go personally and pay back the money. He could send the money with someone else and he continue learning. When it comes to Kavod Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, it's an obligation on the person himself. However, I did see that the Achronim explain that there are three categories. There's a category where all we're looking for is that the mitzvah should get done. The example we keep on giving is that someone owes money, and the mitzvah is that the person who's owed the money should get paid back. In such a mitzvah, there's absolutely no obligation that I should do the mitzvah myself. Then there's another category of mitzvah, the other extreme, of a mitzvah begufa, where I have to do the mitzvah myself. I have to put on tefillin myself. I have to sit in the sukkah myself. I have to eat the matzah myself. I have to take the dalamina myself. There, obviously, there's no question that I have to do the mitzvah myself, and I can't ask anybody else to do the mitzvah on my behalf. Now we have a new category of mitzvah, and that is a mitzvah that the covet of the mitzvah is that the mitzvah should be done through the person who, the covet of the mitzvah is that the person should himself do the mitzvah and not ask someone else. And that is what Kavod Shabbos is all about. Or as Al Gemara gives the other example, getting married. And in fact, I saw that there are those that want to suggest that there are only two mitzvahs that are in that category. The mitzvah of Shabbos and the mitzvah of getting married. They are in a unique category. And I saw a beautiful pshat how these two mitzvahs are actually connected, and especially the way we're learning now, that they're connected, that they're the two mitzvahs, that even though they're not a mitzvah begufoy, still the person should do the mitzvah himself. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, that the Shabbos said that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lekulam Nesatem Ben Zog, V'Lilai Nesatem Ben Zog. Everybody has a peer besides me. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shabbos is the seventh day of the week. It has no peer. So Kadosh Baruch Hu responded, Amalei Knesset Yisrael Tia Ben Zogach. Knesset Yisrael will be your couple. So Shabbos is like getting married. So just like Al Gemara says, by getting married, our Mishnah teaches us, Mitzvah boy, Yoisim B'Shluchai, the same concept can be said regarding Shabbos. Shabbos is us getting married, Kaviyochol, to the Shabbos. And If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Nun Paskins, Yashkin Baboiker B'Yom Shishi L'Achnas Tzorech B'Shabbos. Once you get up early on Friday to prepare for Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah teaches us because the pasuk says, "V'Hayu B'Yom Shishi V'Chinu Ashi Yaviyu." And just like they got up early in the morning to collect the man, so too they got up early on Friday morning to prepare for Shabbos. He says, Mr. Bruce says, you should do this right after davening. And but he says, if you have a shir every day after davening, or you're a maggid shir with a group every day after davening, you shouldn't be mevatel it. However, he says, if by delaying you'll daven and you'll learn, and then you're going to go to the store to buy for Shabbos, you may not find what you need, then you should go to the store first. Furthermore, he says, if by waiting to go to the store till after davening, you'll lose the opportunity to get what you need for Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, get up, say Krishma. Obviously, it has to be already this man. Krishma. Get up, say Krishma, and then go daven. And afterwards, go to the store, and only afterwards, go to daven. Then Mr. Baruch continues, telling us that it's better to buy on Erev Shabbos than to buy on Thursday, because when you buy something on Friday on Erev Shabbos, it's much more noticeable that you're doing it L'Kavod Shabbos. Unless, he says, the Friday is a short Friday, or again, there's a concern that if you're going to wait till Erev Shabbos, you're going to wait till Friday, you may not find what you need, then you should go to buy on Thursday. The Mishnah Berurah also discusses, it says, Zochas Shem Shabbos L'Katshoi, and there's a Machloikis B'Shamay B'Shillel. B'Shamay's opinion is, Tezoichoy Me'ech B'Shabbos, meaning if you find something nice at the beginning of the week, put it away for Shabbos. If you find something nicer, use the first thing and save the second thing. And therefore, the Gemara says, Omer al Shammai Azakim, Shokar Yomav Hayoichel Kavod Shabbos, Hayu Moitzer Behem Enor, Oim Azul Shabbos, Motza Cheres Noimeno, Oichel Roshonim Neich Shania, everything he did was the Kavod Shabbos. Avol Hill Mida Cheres Oisba, Shoyim Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, Yam Slon Tzorcheinu. He said, every day, I don't have to worry Sunday, Shabbos will come, it's bet I'll get for Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes many Paiskim in the Shaaret Zion who said that actually Beis Shammai is midas better. Zochas Shem Shabbos L'Katshoi means that a person should spend his entire week preparing himself for Shabbos. But Hillel had a different intent here. Hillel wanted to teach us midas habitochen, that a person could wait till the end of the week and not worry that he'll have enough for Shabbos. But he says, the Mishnah Berurah, that certainly, quoting the Chai Adam, that there's something that's difficult to find, and if you find it at the beginning of the week, it's not necessarily the case that you're going to find this item, L'Kavod Shabbos, at the end of the week, and it's something that won't get ruined by putting it away. You should prefer to put it away for Shabbos. Included in this is the mitzvah to take a taste of everything that's prepared for Shabbos, to make sure that everything is properly prepared for Shabbos. And in fact, we say in the Zemiros, Toyamea Chaim Zachu, that those that are toyim, those that are taste from the food for Shabbos, Zachu to Chaim de Zoich Tarichas Yomim. So we see from here, again, the importance of doing everything L'Kavod Shabbos. But it's very interesting. If we look in the Rambam, The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Vav, says as follows: Apis Shiyah Adam Choshev B'Yosef, even though a person is extremely choshev, Ve'Dak Likach Dvar Mashuk V'Loylos Asik B'Lachish Levayis. He's a person that normally doesn't go to the store. He's a person that normally doesn't do much at home. So it says the Rambam, Chayiv Lasis Dvarim Shein L'Tzarek Shabbos B'Gufay. You have to personally participate in doing Melacha for Shabbos. Shezel Kvoidoy. The Kol Amabe B'Dover HaRezeh B'Shubach. And the Bi'a Halacha here asks, is this a Chayiv Gomer? Or it's just a mitzvah? But according to what we explained in our previous shiur, the Rambam is very understandable. Because we in our previous shiur quoted a machloekes rishonim, this concept of mitzvah bar yosma b'shluchai, which our Gemara says is in the case of getting married. So the Rambam explained that getting married for itself, not connected specifically to the mitzvah of kiyikach ish isha, that the mitzvah puravu is a mitzvah. The Rosh says that there's no independent mitzvah of getting married. And we explained in that shir, because the machloikus of the Rambam in the Rosh is where do we say mitzvah bar yosef b'shlucha? Do we say mitzvah bar yosef b'shlucha only when it's actually a mitzvah? Or do we say mitzvah bar yosef b'shlucha even when it's not actually a mitzvah, when it's a hachana for a mitzvah? The Rosh says we even say by hachana for a mitzvah. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says it has to be a mitzvah itself. So therefore, the Rambam, in our case of preparing for Shabbos, if the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos won't be a choyv, as the Rambam says in his words, then the Rambam, there won't be a concept of the mitzvah by Yosef B'Shlucha. So that's why the Rambam says that it's a choyv. It's not just a achono. It's not just something nice. And that's why mitzvah by Yosef B'Shlucha applies, because it's actually a mitzvah. And the shaila will come up. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Samach Sif Bei says, Harosh haymishtadu b'mitzvus b'matzis mitzvah. The Rosh himself would participate in the baking of the matzis mitzvah. He would stand there when they prepared the matzahs. He would actually participate in the preparation of the matzah. So the Magen Avraham says that the Rosh is l'shitasa. Because the Rosh says that even though baking matzahs is not a mitzvah, the mitzvah is eating the matzah, but now the Rosh is l'shitasam, because the Rosh holds that even by achar of a mitzvah, we have a concept of mitzvah by Yosef B'Shulchai. So that's why the Rosh participated himself in the baking of the matzah. So now we have the Rosh l'shitasam in three places. The Rosh holds that getting married is not a mitzvah, it's only achar of a mitzvah, but still we still have the concept of mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchai. The Rosh holds that getting prepared for Shabbos is not a mitzvah itself, but that's still a situation where you should do it yourself. The Rosh holds that baking matzahs is not actually a mitzvah, but doesn't make a difference. We still say mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchai. The Rambam, on the other hand, is of the opinion that we only say mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchai when it's actually a mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam holds that you getting married, mitzvah ratio gimel, is a mitzvah for itself. And that's why the Rambam holds that mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchai. The Rambam holds that choyv, as we quoted a moment ago, the Rambam's wording, preparing for Shabbos is a choyv, is a real obligation, and that's why you have to actually prepare for, we have the concept of mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchai. But according to the Rambam, one wouldn't have to bake matzahs himself. because it's only achana for a mitzvah, and when something's only achana for a mitzvah, you don't say mitzvah by yosef b'shulchan. And as we said before, this is probably going to be the basis for the machlokes of the Magen Avraham and the Yad HaMelech. The Magen Avraham says that the din of mitzvah by yosef b'shulchan is said by all mitzvahs. However, the Yad HaMelech says that we only say it by Shabbos and by Kedusha Isha. Because Shabbos and Kedusha Isha are the only examples of mitzvahs that are not mitzvah shebegufoy. By mitzvah shebegufoy, it's obvious that you have to do the mitzvah by yourself. There's nothing to discuss differently by such a mitzvah. But these are the only two mitzvahs that are not mitzvah shebegufoy, but are still mitzvahs that you have to do yourself. The Chavos Yor asks another question. The Gemara says in Masechta B'Metzia V'Salamta that even though there's a mitzvah of Ashavas Haveda, Pamim She Odom Misalim Zokin Le'enofi Kvoidoi, if it's a situation where it's not to your covet to have to do something yourself, carry an animal in the street, for example, then you don't have to do it. And the basis for this is because v'haftal reacha kamoicha, kamoicha, as much as you love yourself, that's as much as you have to do. You need not do more. So the question is, so why over here do we find that these tanoim and meroim did things themselves l'kavod Shabbos? Why? So the Prima Godim differentiates between a mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveroi and a mitzvah being covered l'mok, ben adam l'mokim. Where is there a rule that we don't have to do it ourselves, that we don't have to embarrass ourselves? That's only when it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi. But when it's a mitzvah ben adam l'mokim, then there's nothing called an embarrassment and you have to do it yourself. The Paiskim say there is an interesting opinion from the Yitzvach Moshe that says that even though we're learning in our Gemara the concept of mitzvah boy yosem v'shluchay, says the Yitzvach Moshe, we don't say mitzvah boy yosem v'shluchay if you pay the shliach. The din of mitzvah boy yosem v'shluchay is only when the shliach's not getting paid for it. However, the Chabina Rav and the Shaul Satchuvus Tovim Mishorim Chelik Aleph Simon Mem Zayin brings a raya not like that from our Gemara. Because our Gemara, as we just discussed, says that these Amoroyim prepared for Shabbos themselves, even though it meant being Mevatel for Talmud Torah. So now the question is, why did they have to do it themselves? According to the Yitzvach Moshe, they could have just hired somebody. They should have just hired somebody, and then they could continue learning, and they wouldn't have a problem with mitzvah by yosem b'shluchay. Perhaps the Mishnah Berurah would say that. Perhaps the Yitzvach Moshe would say that the answer to that question is that part of Kavod Shabbos is not to hire a worker, but part of Kavod Shabbos means to do it yourself. Moreover, the Paiskim say that you should do something at the beginning of the day, Friday in the morning, and you should do something Friday evening before Shabbos again. Because the Pasuk says, for your Mishnah, you should do it twice. And that's why many people have the minig, that they prepare the candles in the morning, set the table, and then they do something else right before Shabbos, the covered Shabbos. There's another question. Even though we're learning this concept here, a mitzvah boy yosem v'shluchay, but what happens if the shliach you appoint is more choshev than you? Do we still say mitzvah boy yosem v'shluchay? So the Tzur Shav says that even a father who knows how to do bris milah himself But if he has a mayel who's more chashiv than he is, then he could ask the mayel, he could be mechaber the mila to somebody else. The shach disagrees. He says if somebody knows how to do the mila himself, he shouldn't ask somebody else to do the mila. And it seems that the shach's opinion is understandable. Mitzvah by Yosef b'shluchai. The paiskim that disagree with the shach are obviously of the opinion that we don't say mitzvah by Yosef b'shluchai when the person I'm being mechabed is more chashuv than I am. And it really goes back to what we discussed in the previous year. Why is there a halacha mitzvah by Yosef b'shluchai? So if we follow the opinion of Rashi or others, because you get more schar. So maybe if you're going to have a mayel who's more chashuv, that's more important than the schar. If you follow the opinion of others that we said in the previous year, that a mitzvah is considered done more properly if it's done by yourself, then we could understand the opinion of the shach. So now the question is, what should you do if you know how to be a mayel but you want to be mechabit somebody who's more cautious? So certainly we have what the Yisroch Moshe just said, that if you pay the shliach, we don't say mitzvah by Yosef v'shluchai. There's no problem mitzvah by Yosef v'shluchai. So if the mayel is more cautious than you are, and also he is a, and you're paying him, there's mokum, this place by the poskim to say that you could be maker. I saw the same shaila that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses in a situation where somebody, Baruch Hashem, bought a home and he's putting up the mezuzahs and he wants to be mechaber, his father-in-law, Rabbonim, to put up the mezuzah. But it's his mitzvah. Yeah. And do we say, mitzvah boy, Yosef b'shluchai? So, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says, again, since the reason you're doing this because you want to show respect to your father more, you think that they're more chashuv than you are, so you're not asking a shliach to do the mitzvah because you don't want to do the mitzvah. You're asking a shliach to do the mitzvah because you want the mitzvah to be done by a person who you consider better than you are. There we don't say mitzvah boy, Yosef b'shluchai. So I saw a very nice word for our Wolfson's Shlita. He quotes a medrash. The medrash says, Ashrecha Yisrael, mi kamoich am noicha b'Hashem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'olam hazeh yisim noishim ayidei b'nei Adam. In this world, the yeshuas that happened to Klal Yisrael happened through people. B'mitzrayim ayidei Moshe v'Aaron, b'mei Sisra ayidei Dvaru Baruch, v'ayidei shah ayidei bas v'dam. Something that's done through a bas v'dam doesn't have that everlasting kiyum, and that's why Chayzer Mishtabdim, it didn't last forever. Avalos Lavoi, says the Medrash, ani ba'atzmi goyel eschem. I myself, says Hashem, will redeem you, v'oid yoyser ein atem mishtabdim, and you will no longer have golos. Shnema Yisrael noyshe ba'Hashem chuas. And that's what the pasuk says. P'duya Hashem Yeshuvin, P'duya Moshe v'Aaron Enksiv, El P'duya Hashem Aydei Hakadosh Baruch Hu V'Aydei Bas V'Don. So he explains, when a person, that everything we do in this world is mashpia, has an influence in the Olam Hamas. So he says that when we ourselves do mitzvahs, when we ourselves prepare for Shabbos, when we ourselves do the Kiddushin with the Isha, so especially these mitzvahs are mitzvahs that represent the special relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, Malkasa. Shabbos is the queen of Hashem. And if we are preparing for Shabbos ourselves, it's mashpia that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do for us by himself, kaviyachol. And as the Medrash says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it by himself, It'll be Yisrael Noisha Ba'Hashem Chuas Olamim.